We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Buff Nation, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here. Welcome to the Buffs Insider, our podcast here at the University of Colorado. Boy, we got a treat today. We're here at Parker Fieldhouse for the Derrick White Basketball Academy. The Boston Celtic player who's just coming off the NBA Finals appearance. Well, first off, this has got to be kind of fun, boy. You got a bunch of, you know, crumb crunchers out here. You having fun coaching these guys?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. This is the third year I've done it, but this has got to be the biggest one we've had, and just try to make it bigger and better each year. And it's just a lot of fun to get out here and mess around with the kids and try to help them any way that I can.
Derrick, why do this? I mean, I know you're a guy that, you know, you love your home state, you love your home community. Is it just kind of giving back in your mind?
Yeah, any chance that I can come back and help Colorado basketball, I'm going to try to do it and try to make Colorado basketball as big as it can be. And it starts with camps like this, starts with kids in age 6 and up. So, I love Colorado. I'm a Colorado guy, born and raised, and any way I can help, that's what I'm going to do.
You know, truth be told, even though you got a birthday coming up this weekend, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't that long ago you were out here in one of these courts just like this.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, I think, is I was in the lines that they're in. Like, I've done these camps. I was in this building. I work out in this building still to this day. And, I really fell in love with the game of basketball in the Parker Fieldhouse and the Parker Rec Center, which is up the street. So any chance I can come back to where it all started for me and – I just tell the kids, like, I was where you're at right now. I was a coach in these camps. I done it all. So just to know it's possible and just keep working.
Do you ever sometimes, and I know you're busy leaving your life, so, you know, you probably don't think about it. You ever think about, though, where you were, kid, coming out of high school, not having many options, going to Division II, getting to Colorado, and then playing in the NBA Finals? You ever step back and kind of think about, holy cow, how did all this happen?
Yes, it's pretty crazy. It's a blessing. I'm super grateful and thankful for all the people in my life that have led me to where I'm at right now. And just a lot of work, a lot of people believing in me, me believing in myself, and try to sit back and look back on it when I'm done, but enjoying the moment while I'm here.
Playing in the NBA Finals, I mean, that is a dream for any kid. All these kids out here in this court are thinking, someday I'm going to be like Derrick playing in the NBA Finals. What was it like playing at the basketball at the highest level?
Unreal. You're right. As a kid, you watch the finals. I remember I texted DeJounte and Lonnie. I was like, man, I can't wait to play in one of these a couple years ago. So just to be a part of that, it was special, unreal experience. Learned a lot from it. Nothing's like it in basketball, and once you get one taste of it, you want to get back and do some more.
Well, I was going to say, too, being the competitor that you are, getting to the finals, not being able to win the finals, probably lights a little – you've already got a fire, probably stokes that fire a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you realize only one team can win each year, and just to be that close, it hurts. It hurts even more. It's an unreal experience for myself and the team because really we had nobody that's been there before, nobody that's won it compared to the Warriors. So we learned a lot as a unit. I learned a lot as a person, and I think it would just make us better.
I wonder, did you learn a little bit this year? So you're drafted in the first round by San Antonio, play 4.5 years for them, get traded. Did that teach you a lesson about the business of basketball?
Definitely. Cause I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I thought there was no chance I would get traded. I mean, deep down, you know nobody's safe. But I remember I texted my boy like a couple hours before. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get traded this year. Maybe down the line.
Yeah.
So I was really just shocked. I mean, it's tough leaving all those people that you've been with for 4.5 years, and you build those relationships with them. And But at the same time, I was super excited and happy for the opportunity to get to Boston.
Yeah. You know, I've been around athletes that, you know, have played for all-time great coaches over the time of their NFL or NBA. You played for a guy like Greg Popovich. I mean, he's kind of widely considered one of the great guys of all time. What do you learn playing for a coach like that?
Yeah, super blessing. Always pushing you to be better, to get that extra step, to do a little bit better than you are. So I learned a lot from him on the court, but I learned so much from him off the court as well. He's always about being a better person, trying to help me be a better father now, better player and person. So learn about what's going on in the world and just be more aware of what's really important.
So many times guys I've talked to, they've had, you get into a professional league, you got to learn how to be a pro. You know, it's very different than college. Was there somebody, was there a player, maybe on the Spurs over the first couple of years that kind of took you aside and said, hey, man, this is how we approach it. This is how you treat your body. This is how you do what we do in the NBA?
Yeah, I was blessed to have Manu Ginobili still in the locker room. It doesn't get much better than him as a person, as a player. Just the way he prepared, like he didn't really say much to me, but just be able to watch him. The day-to-day things he did to work on his body, things he mentally prepared, how he got ready for games, how he played the games. I mean, it was just invaluable just to watch him play and work each and every day, and I'm super thankful for that. And I mean, he's a great guy and someone that you can really look up to.
5 years in the NBA, you've established yourself. You're a guy that, you know, double-digit scorer, great defensive player, guy that distributes the basketball. Do you ever feel playing in a league like that, like I've made it, or are you always on the edge and I've got to continue to compete?
Nah, I mean, you feel like you made it, then you might make it out the league. So you got to just keep working. There's always room for improvement. I mean, looking back on the season, I just see so much that I can improve on and stuff that I can work on through this offseason. So I'm looking forward to the offseason and a big chance for me to get better.
All right, you mentioned a moment ago, you're now, one thing you've added, not only NBA player, now you're a father as well. How's that going?
It's been amazing. Super blessing. I mean, it happened during the Eastern Conference Finals, so life was crazy, but I'm just super thankful for him as he grows and develops. Just want to help him any way that I can. My wife's been amazing, yeah, Holding it down for us, and I can't wait to see him all the time and just watch him grow, and it's fun.
Well, you know, you're a young man, but I think I see some bags under the eyes. Maybe not sleeping all that much?
Yeah, it's been a grind. But last night, he slept for 6 hours, and I think the whole house was very happy about it, and we can't wait for the sleep training age.
Will he be a basketball player?
I hope so. We put a little basketball in there, you know, in his,
sure,
just to have him have the ball in his life from the beginning, and, I mean, I hope so, but whatever he wants to do, I'm all in and I'm supporting.
You know, when you look back at your college career, obviously you started out at Colorado Springs. but you become a Buffalo. And you're up there for 2 years, played for 1 year. What do you think about your time in Boulder and Tad Boyle and the Buff program?
Amazing. I had a great time there. Learned a lot, became a better player by far. That redshirt year was huge for me, just developing, getting stronger, practicing with the team, doing workouts on my own with the coaching staff. It was huge for me, and Coach Boyle has always been supportive, always pushing me, always wants the best for me, and I mean, even to this day, he's always supporting me and texting me and calling me and stuff like that, so it's great to have him in my life.
Derek, you know what Colorado basketball has been historically, and now what Tad has done in 12 seasons, elevating that program, seven now with Jabari here just last week, picks in the NBA. You just expect them to win 20 games a year. What is it about Tad Boyle, you think? You played for him for a couple of years. What is it about him that makes him unique and special where he's been able to elevate that Buffs program?
He's just consistent. Consistent with his message, defense and rebounding. I think it's been like that since he's been there. And he just understands what it takes to win. He's won a lot at the high level, and he just gets the best out of his guys. And always competing, always defending, always rebounding. And, that's just winning, the winning formula.
Is there a moment for you as a Buffalo that you still think about that was a great moment for you on the court?
A lot of great moments. My first game was pretty special for me. I dreamed about playing at CU forever and just to be on that court and play. And I scored the first points of the year, and that was really special for me. And the Pac-12 tournament was a lot of fun. Kind of showed that I could play at the next level then, and it was a lot of fun playing those last three games.
You know, I once asked Tad Boyle when you got there, it was about midway through your redshirt season. I'm at practice one day, and you're out there balling. And I go to Tad's office after, and I said, Tad, the white kid's the best player in the court right now. How in the world did you not recruit him out of high school, right? And he gave me a story. I want to get yours. Did you hear from CU at all coming out of high school?
Nah.
Did you ever ask him why he didn't recruit you coming out of high school?
Nah. I knew why he didn't recruit me.
Why was that?
I was small. I wasn't ready to be a D1 player out of high school. The D2s weren't recruiting me either, so it wasn't just CU. It was, we got so many great D2s in Colorado. They weren't talking to me either. So, I knew what it was, but once I got the opportunity, I was going to make the most of it.
When did you realize or think to yourself, obviously down here in Colorado Springs, maybe I can play at the Pac-12 or Power 5 level? When did that happen for you?
Probably the summer before my sophomore year, I played in this pro-am, and Josh Scott was there, and Wes was there, and I was one of the best people there. So when that happened, I just felt like, I can play at the Pac-12 level. I can play with these guys. And then after my junior year, there was no doubt about it.
Well, then you got to the Pac-12 level. You played. You proved yourself. When did you figure out maybe I can play in the NBA?
Honestly, I don't even know if there was a specific time. Maybe like after the Pac-12 tournament, I was like, yeah, I got a chance. I was on some draft boards, and so I was like, all right, I'm there. And I just got to elevate it the best way I can with the pre-draft workouts and all the pre-draft stuff, the combine, the Portsmouth and stuff that I did. So probably after the Pac-12 tournament, I'm like, all right, I got a chance. I got to get better and get there, though.
How about the first time you stepped on a practice court, for example, with San Antonio? I mean, I'd imagine you can't show any doubt. You can't show any fear, right? You're looking at the best athletes in the world, and you got to go out and do it, don't you?
Yeah, you can't show any, but you feel it. We had a lot of great players there when I got there. I mean, Tim Duncan was always around. Yeah. Manu, Tony was there. Kawhi. LaMarcus Aldridge, the list goes on and on, and you just watch these people for so long, and you're like, can I play at this level? And you just got to go out there and work and then prove to yourself that you do belong.
Yeah, well, that question. Well, I tell you what, you do belong. You make Buff Nation, I know, proud. It's great to see you. Good luck with that, baby. That'll be the toughest job you've ever had, all right?
The best one, too.
No doubt about it. The great Derek White, he's got his camp going on down here in Parker, the Parker Fieldhouse. Good to catch up with the great former Buffaloes who put a wrap this week on the Buffs Insider. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. We'll talk to you next time.